This morning, the title of this message is Lord, I open to you. Lord, I open up. It is Lord, I open up. But you know you can't complete it. And so I want us to please say it together. Lord, I open up. The Lord will help us to be able to release ourselves for the revival in the name of Jesus. Revival simply revival means knowing God more. Just three sentences. Knowing God more. Loving God more. Loving God's people more. Simply put, revival is knowing God more. Say that after me. Knowing God more. Loving God more. And loving God's people the more. The theme for our church this year is send your revival, O Lord, and let it start with me. How many people are aware of that theme? Praise God. Please let's say it and chorus it because the Holy Spirit is here. It is for those who are willing that would have his power and his fire. And so let's say 1, 2, 3, send your revival, go. Send your revival, O Lord. Let it start with me. Lord, let it start with me. Now I want to ask, who do you think made the first call? Who made the first call? Let's open in our Bible to Mark chapter 10, verse 49. When Jesus heard him, he stopped and said, tell him to come here. So who made the first call? Jesus. Let's also open to Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we will share a meal together as friends. Those who are victorious will sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat with my Father on his throne. Do you know who is talking here? Please, who is speaking here? Please shout it if you know the name. Please shout it again if you know who is calling. Jesus! And what is he saying? I am at the door of your heart. And I'm knocking. Knock, knock. Who's there? It's Jesus. Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart, asking you to open the door. When there is a revival, man is simply being called back to his source. When there is a call for revival, man is simply being called to return to his maker. Man is simply being called to come back to the one who is a source. You know, that talks about the God factor. The God factor. Everyone needs God. Why? Because God is our source. Everyone is seeking for God. Even though many people are seeking in different ways and wrong, totally wrong ways. But every human that is made must look for God. Why? Because of the God factor. When God was making the animals in the sea, he spoke to the water. When God was making the animals on the land, he spoke to the land. When God was making you, man, humans, do you know who he spoke to? He spoke to himself. And that is why man must always look for God. Even those who deny God, the Bible says those who say there is no God, they are fools. I mean, a group of on WhatsApp, a school group, and we have some atheists, some fools who say there is no God. But do you know the funny thing? If you calculate the hours that we spend on that group talking about God, and who are the people that start it? The people who say there is no God. So indirectly, they don't know that there are lives filled with God. Why? Because God is our source. We have to go back to him. We have to go back to him. So I congratulate you this morning that you are here. Like the choir sang, we are seeking after God. We are chasing after him. He said, I'm working hard to follow you. And that is the call for revival. That is the call for revival. So the call this morning, open up. The call this morning is open up. Why are you struggling with your God? Some of us are here, we are struggling. We are struggling with God. Why are you struggling with God? Release yourself. That is where your peace lies. Release yourself, for that is where your success in life lies. A man who has all the wealth of this world without God has missed it totally. Peace only is found when a man gets back to the source of his life. If you take a fish from water, not the catfish, any other fish, put them out of water, let them be on the land, what will happen to them? They die. So when you don't find a way to stay, to connect with your maker, death sets in. Don't mind the strategy of the devil, because the world order today is to grab your attention and place it where you should not place your attention. The devil has crafted masterly. Everything surrounding you is to take your attention away from where it should be. Everything. Today is a call to discipline. Be conscious of it. Many of us don't know that 90% of your attention has been taken from you without your knowledge. Now, the call is open. The call today is open up. But how do you open? How do you open up? Where do you start from? That's a question you need, I think we all need to ask ourselves. Where do I start? How do I open up? Let me take us quickly to the book of Romans, chapter 10. Romans, chapter 10. Let's start from verse 8. In fact, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. It says, the message is very close at hand. It is on your lips. It is on your heart. And that message is the very message about faith that we preach. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. Three things: believe, repent, confess. And this version says openly, two times. Openly. And that is instructive, because many of us are trying to hide from the person with whom we are naked. You are naked before him. Hebrews 4. You are naked before him. The Bible says there is nothing that is hidden before him with whom we have to do. When you go to the shower, I'm not talking about when you want to go into, even when you want to go into the jacuzzi. I don't know if there is anyone here. When you want to go into the shower for a wash, for a clean up, you go with your dress. Is that somebody like that here? Eh? You're going into the shower with your dress. You? Okay. You open up. You become naked. And so that's where you start from. Do not harden your hearts. Do not harden your heart. Hebrews 4:7. He said, when you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Why? Because your God is asking for you to open your hearts. Your God needs you. He says, I am at the door of your heart knocking. Do you hear him knocking? Ko, 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 ko. Who's there? Knock, knock. Who's there? Knock, knock. Jesus. Jesus who? Jesus, your Lord. He's knocking. He's knocking our hearts, calling us to return home. The Bible says in Psalm 51, it said, a contrite heart. A contrite heart. A heart that is opened, that is naked. God will not reject. So, make room. Make room. When you open your heart, make room. The first thing is to open naked. Be open and then make room. When you want to make room, it takes some effort. You know, the worship team said, I'm working hard to seek you. It takes a lot of hard work. We have work to do to make room. Because there are some things that you have allowed to occupy your heart for too long that you have to deliberately. Somebody say deliberately. Deliberately is knowingly. It is not accidental. You have to knowingly, deliberately, consciously clean up the room. Okay. In making room, you have to deal with negative thoughts. Deal with what? Please repeat. Negative thoughts. That's number one. What's number one? Deal with negative thoughts. You have to deal with foul words. You have to deal with unclean hands. Deal with impure hearts. Be honest with God. Be honest with God. Be honest with God. Be open. You can't hide. You can't hide with Him. So there is a call for you to make room. All these things we are talking about, there are things that we need to consciously go back. When you get home, you start here. It's something that is lifelong. It's eternal. When you live here, be conscious of those things that are taking your attention, that are taking your time, that have taken up space in the room, in your heart, in your life. And you need to deal with them one by one. So please, I beg you, please, let's pay attention. Let's take back our attention. Let's take back our priority. First things first. First things first. What are the things that you take the utmost priority in your day, in your life, every day? Even right from now, you have to settle it in your heart. First things first. In clearing and preparing the room, we need to understand what first things first. What are they? What are they? God's word. God's word. God's word. Study and meditate and act. SMA. Study, meditate, act. On God's word. Prayer. Some of us, our days, there are all other things. But these things I'm talking about, first things first, they are not there. And when you manage to do it, you just, the children have to go to school, so we have to quickly do it. Yes, the children have to go to school, but you have to work it out. You must work it out. You must work it out. Somebody please say it, I will work it out. Somebody please say it, I will work it out. God help me. You didn't say that. The Lord will help us. All of us are involved in this. All of us are involved in this. Worship, fellowship. Hebrews 10:25. Do not forsake assembly of brethren. A fellowship. The Bible says two are better than one, because if one falls, the other will lift him up. Fellowship is important, because there is a journey we are on. There is a destination we are going. And if we do not get our priorities right, sorry, you will not get to that destination. Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Please do not pay attention to the heresies. Once saved, forever saved, even if you don't do anything again to work out your salvation, you are saved. You can miss it. If you believe that, you have missed it. The Lord will help us that we'll be able to get our priorities right. Now, please wait on for this. Be in control of or minimize. Minimize or be in control of the following things. Social media time. Is it familiar? That's Facebook, Instagram, the younger ones, Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp status. That thing has some glue. It has glue. When you start, the thing will just be linking. And you stay there. Those are strategies of the enemy. To make sure that your room is not conducive. And there was a revelation. A member of the church called me and said, I had a dream. And said that observed that in their house there was a pattern, like a praise party. But rather than praising God, the person they were praising was a member of their household. And Nathaniel Bassey was there. And so she felt that he needed to leave the place because he was no more comfortable. And he sat outside at the foyer, the corridor. And a man entered in suit, just like I'm dressed, and told him, I've looked everywhere in your house. Nowhere is conducive for me. Nowhere is conducive for me. I may leave. And when that person told me the dream, I quickly know. And I asked the person, please, can I share this? Because it happened this week. And I know I'm preparing for this. And see how God sent a message to us through a member of the church that they cannot find a conducive space in our lives, in our heart. Our heart is clogged. Our day is busy. It's so busy, scary. Some, I even pity those that are in Lagos, because the time you even stay in the traffic is horrible. But of course, the serious ones would have created strategies to be able to, you know, use the situation to what is important in their lives. The Lord will give all of us wisdom to minimize the control of social media, the control of radio, the control of television. They don't negotiate with you to take your time. They grab it. And they are, when you're not conscious of it, you just continue to live on the fast lane and you have left God out of the equation. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. So I will be fast now, because we need to pray. Luke 24 verse 49. Luke 24 verse 49. Are you there? And now I will send the Holy Spirit just as my Father promised. But stay here in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power from heaven. The title of this one is Tarry Ye. In the King James Version, it says, Tarry ye in Jerusalem. Tarry ye in Jerusalem until you are filled. Brethren, the person that can help us to open up, to make room, and to succeed in our Christian life is the Holy Spirit. Jesus knew this. That's why he warned the disciples, I have great assignment for you, but you cannot do it with your flesh. You cannot do it and succeed with your human capacity. Tarry. Tarry means wait. Tarry means remain. Tarry means stay. Tarry means abide. It means continue to wait for the enabler. The Holy Spirit is the enabler of the Christian. Tarry for the infilling of fire, outpouring of fire. How many people need this outpouring on them? I do. The Holy Spirit is the activator of an efficient Christian life. The Holy Spirit is the partner, the senior partner of the growing Christian and the effective Christian. Now, tarry, wait in what? Wait in prayer. What we are doing today is the things we need to do, the things I and you need to do daily, every day. If you have not done these things, please, your day must not end. I know some people who said that if they don't do their daily Bible reading, they will not take their breakfast. It's a discipline. Some people are so disciplined about it. They must read the chapters of the Bible they're supposed to read before they eat. And as our daddy said, when he wants to do it without finishing his Christian discipline, he feels that he's rewarding the flesh. May the Lord help us to be able to put these things together into our day, every day, starting from today. So tarry, wait in prayer. Tarry in God's word. Study, meditate, and act. SMA, don't forget. Tarry in obedience. Tarry or wait in love. Love for God and love for people of God. Tarry in faith. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 to 12. Tarry in love. John chapter 15, verse 13. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. For the Holy Spirit has shed the love of God in our hearts. When revival starts, it's not you that start revival. It's our own to be thirsty and crave, long for it. It is when the Holy Spirit comes that revival starts. When revival starts, what happens? Mighty things happen in righteousness. There is salvation. There is help, protection, freedom, deliverance, joyfulness, singing. Isaiah 65, verse 17 to 25. Isaiah 49, verse 8 to 13. When you get home, you can read. When revival starts, May revival start in our lives in the name of Jesus. May revival start in your life in the name of Jesus. Please pray it to someone beside you on the left and on the right. Please help me. May revival start in your life in the name of Jesus. Say to the person on the other side. Nobody is pointing to me. Oh. Thank you. May revival start in our lives. And those of us watching from home, we pray for you. Revival will start in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Revival will start in your life. The time for the Holy Spirit is now. I sense that some people here who have already prepared their hearts, they are hungry. And they are ready. They have removed the lid. And they are saying, now I need you. Now I need you. Holy Spirit, come in. Come and fill my heart. I'm ready to pay attention to you. Right now in their heart, they are already calculating and doing the resolution. Oh, this one, I'm going to put it in his place. This one, I'm putting it in this place. It starts from your heart. You don't have to get home before you start arranging your room. Most of us, almost all of us, we know how our room, as you are thinking now, your room, you know the arrangement. You know where the spaces are. I'm talking about your room, your physical room at home, where you slept this morning, where you woke up from this morning. As you are sitting looking at me, you are imagining, you know the placement of the bed. You know where your luggages are. You know where your boxes are, even as we are here. So you can imagine how you want to place it to create room. There are some things you need to discard. There are some people, there are things in their house they have not used for the past 2 years. And it's taking space. Take it away. Deal with it. There is a song I used to really love. It's by Jonathan McReynolds. He said, make room. He said, I find time for what I treasure. I know my priorities. Jesus, you are my number one. You are my priority. I will make room for you. I will prepare for two. So that you don't feel that you cannot live here. Jesus, please live in me. I make room for what I treasure. The Lord will help us that we make room. Please settle it in your heart. Let's settle it in our hearts.